Welcome to the Appliance Educator Podcast, presented by Z-Line Kitchen and Bath, attainable luxury designed in Lake Tahoe. On today's episode of the podcast, we're ready to have some fun. All the educators are in the building as Nick, Matt, and Austin the Expert join me for some DIY. Why did they do that? All right, everybody, welcome back to the Appliance Educator Podcast. We've got a really fun podcast lined up for you guys today, and we've got the whole crew in here. I've got Nick. How you doing today, Nick?
What's up, everybody?
And I've got Maddie.
Hi.
And we've got Austin the Expert making his debut on the podcast. Austin, welcome.
What's going on, guys?
My voice doesn't sound as bad as I expected it would.
I never said it was great. That's why I said not as bad as I thought.
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah, just be sure to stay tuned to Appliance Educator and watch this rivalry build.
There's no rivalry.
He's got the manliest voice. I'm going for the culture wall.
Yeah, I'm trying to go just for San
super
Elliot.
Deep. Oh, there you go. Well, you shaved the stash.
Yeah, no, I shaved my stash.
Well, everybody's in a great mood, and we've got something really fun. Nick's lined up some DIYs, as in W-H-Y, as in DIY. Why did you do that? And we're going to go through these, and you're going to get to hear everybody's take on these different projects here. So without further ado, are we going to dive right in?
We're ready. So digging through Reddit, I have found these gems, and let's dive in. This one is titled, I like the result, but the method, ... Here we go. So what are we looking at here, guys? We're looking at
a dude,
a man
in his bathroom?
Yeah, it's an interesting
doing something with his bathroom paint.
Yeah, he's putting almost so he's a marble texture. What would we call this final
pattern? Well, so his ceiling
and now he's got fish. Yeah. What kind of fish are those? Trout?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Now they're blue fish.
Well, he's painting the fish.
There's one fish, two fish.
Red fish, blue fish?
No red fish, no just red blue fish.
Oh. So he's painting his these fish, live fish, and they're dead, but these actual fish. And oh, he's pressing the fish against the ceiling after he painted it to create like a sponge effect. Like,
yeah, I've done this as a kid on like paper
with fish?
Like seashells and
Wait.
Little fish and things.
Like
yeah.
You've painted your walls with fish?
Not my walls, but like a piece of paper. I grew up in Hawaii, so like it wasn't too uncommon.
He looks
to be, like,
too proud
this.
Of what he's doing for how terrible this looks.
Here's
this is really bad.
The smell. Scales scales are now in that paint.
Yes.
Undoubtedly.
Oh, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, his cat was hanging out in the bathroom, too. Like
maybe he's looking for that sparkle texture in the roof.
Yeah.
With
oh,
the
there
scales.
You go.
Yeah, will there be like cultures and bacteria developing on that paint that he painted like the slimy fish with?
Oh, that's right.
Ooh. Yeah, do scales create some kind of
bacteria? There's a smaller fish he's painting black.
That's a fatter fish.
How fresh are these fish? Are these? Do you think he caught these or do you think he bought them at a market?
They look like they're caught.
That'd make it more legit.
He definitely gutted them.
No, he did not gut them.
I don't think he did.
No, that's a solid fish right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're nice and bulbous.
Okay, shows how much I know.
Voluptuous bodies right there on the fish.
Okay,
so he used live animal or dead animal that used to be alive as a sponge to get texture on his walls.
And it did not come out.
Do you think he ate the fish afterwards?
I would have, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just, didn't go to waste.
I mean, the skin's the best part. Now you got the extra.
I wonder how much time it took him to do that.
12 seconds.
Yeah,
because you can tell by the result.
However much time it took him was way too much time. Was wasted.
It looked like acrylic paint.
Any way you look at it, it was a waste of time.
He could have just like printed out a cutout of a fish on a stencil
mm-hmm.
and then just put that in the ceiling and then just painted over that.
Yeah, just take some spray
yes.
paint.
No
yeah.
smell on the bacteria. No cat hanging out because you have real fish on your sink in your bathroom.
Right, yeah, the cat's not going to leave that area now.
Yeah, definitely other ways of doing that, but, you know.
Very creative, outside the box.
It is creative.
People yes. like to go with aquatic themes in the bathroom, and I'm like, I get it, there's water in here, but does it have to be like shells and whales and stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, let's
do like another room in your house.
Let's put some Cthulhu in there.
I think they're going for a peaceful feel because the bathroom can be a dangerous place.
It can
depends
be.
Depends what you have for lunch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just ask
our
camera operator. Really.
We call him the stool master. All right, next one. Here we go. This one's just entitled Why.
Okay, we got three of the classic white plastic lawn chair here. Oh,
she's
just
cutting them
take
down?
The legs right off and
oh.
make a...
Oh, that one was quick.
That's actually kind of cool. So you put the legs off the plastic chairs and put them on the edge of a pool so you can sit and edge of a pool with your feet in it.
Yeah, but she bought new ones.
Yeah.
You do
yeah.
that with the ones that... that break that are old that have been
yeah.
sitting there.
Because old ones you take, you can spray paint them again to basically rejuvenate them, cut the legs off. But I would put it on the edge of a jacuzzi instead of the pool. Because
I wouldn't do it. I would just sit on the edge of the pool, I think.
Yeah.
There's also that.
Yeah. And you can also get those, just like those chair backs, like that you can
set up. Or you can also just get in the pool.
Yeah, and they also made one for their dog. Did you notice? Like, there's three
seats. Oh, there is one for the dog.
Yeah.
That's cute. I respect that. We're an animal friendly.
I would say just do one, and that's the dogs.
Okay, this one I like.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
one's called This Is Actually Cool Though.
So there's a motorcycle handle.
So this is a restroom in somewhere unknown to us.
Yeah, they've got a full throttle and a mirror on the wall here.
Oh, see, oh, you have to throttle the
microphone. Yeah, you rev it to flush.
Uh-huh.
I like how it has a mirror, so if anyone's coming behind you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
But you have to stand up to flush. You have to stand up, step to the side, because it's like not over the toilet. It's to the side and up, so you have to get out. Look at your damage you did, and then just rev the.
Yeah,
to flush it. I like that.
I like this though for like that garage or like side of the house or the man cave. That's kind of a cool, cool touch there.
Plus, you can fill out your daily log to make sure you're healthy and regular.
Is that what you call that? Your daily log?
Yeah, but I have a clipboard.
Hopefully, it's a log.
Yeah, it's what you hope for. Yeah. And it's just great to see like consistencies or inconsistencies.
This is my first time on the podcast, and this is how this is going.
Yeah, you entered really at the bottom.
This is why I'm not allowed on the podcast that much.
Yeah, it's up from here. We're going up.
We try to keep it, you know, G-rated. So. All right, so not OC, still disgusting. And this is disgusting carpet that these people are walking on.
They call it a Rit dye?
I think they're going to try to like dye these stains out of it with Rit.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's Rit?
It's a dye. It's a fabric dye. So I think they're going to put it in their carpet shampoo.
This is
it like jet black?
Oh my goodness.
Well, what?
It's going
to
be terrible.
Rit dye is what you would use to like dye a garment.
Ew.
So it's first coat done.
The black carpet.
It's kind of working though.
No.
I think it only kind of works because it looked like Jess was vacuumed, and you know how pleasing that look is.
True. True.
It's looking
okay.
It's looking like darker.
It's getting better.
I guess that's what you do if you don't want to just get a new carpet. Oh. That's it. So they just went over twice, two coats of dye.
Well, so that's the thing. What if you don't do everything in a consistent line? Yeah. Like when you vacuum, you got like different angles.
Oh yeah.
Is that dye going to show up like that?
Because it was dyeing it through the vacuum.
Uh huh.
So were they putting in like a shampoo?
It looked like a carpet shampooer.
And they're just like going over. So you have to be super consistent with that because you're right. If you like overlap it, you're going to have lines, angles.
That's why you got to do layers and layers.
So what I recommend, this is actually probably better for them, is you get like a knife and you just rip out the whole carpet and get a new one.
That's my biggest thought too, because you look at some of those stains and it looked like pet stains. All of that's still in the pad.
It probably
took below the carpet still. You just dyed it. It's still dirty.
It probably takes the same amount of time. To dye it maybe more because you have to let it dry.
And it's more sanitary.
Yeah,
right.
Why?
Well, and then what happens if you sweat and then you just pick up the dye with your feet?
That's what I'm wondering. The sweat and like your white socks. Yeah. You come in one day and you're walking around in your socks and now you have black socks.
I want to see a follow-up video from them.
Right? Yeah. 2 months into it?
Yeah.
Or like, what if it happens if your dog pees on the carpet?
Oh, now my stairs have like footprint marks on them and... out the front door.
The end result looked a lot better than I thought we were going to see, but I'm interested to know.
But you're locked in to have a black carpet to hide the dirt.
Black carpet's already a sketchy proposition. It's going to show so much. Like,
They should have just poured epoxy over the carpet. A marbled epoxy just over the rags.
I can imagine that.
So this is a follow-up to the carpet dyeing.
Oh, nice.
Love it.
It's different house or different project, but...
Same thing?
Same idea.
We're getting creative. I didn't know this was a thing that people had.
Me neither. This is
well, I do creative. Okay, they're doing spirals and tie dyeing. It's like tie dyeing the carpet.
It's their little baby's
the carpet.
Room.
This carpet though doesn't look that bad.
And they said they did this for $60.
Why though? Oh, that looks terrible.
It
looks like your 3-year-old was unsubervised.
Yes,
yeah, quite frankly,
with dry erase markers on your carpet. And there's spots missing, it's blotchy. That is terrible.
The thing we're seeing here, though, it's a higher quality carpet. You can tell that right off the bat, so it seems to hold some of those distinct colors better. They did a really nice job with the rest of the decor, honestly.
Yeah. Right. From the baseboard up, the room looks great.
Yeah.
That's bigger than my room is right now.
It probably looks that way at the camera.
I think it's nice.
That carpet is horrendous. So dyeing a carpet?
A freestyle. What room in your house would you dye the floor of?
I'd probably dye my bathroom floor by removing the tiles and putting new tiles in that is a different color.
I was going to say I could restain my wood.
You could do that.
That would be as far as I got with the dyeing.
I wouldn't dye my carpet at all.
I concur.
I would recommend never to do that just by looking at those two videos.
Maybe if I had like a Burning Man freaking motorhome from the 70s.
Oh, there you go.
That's that something would work. I would look at. But even
the smells would be there still.
Yeah. And, yeah. And then the carpet just gets all dusty. Yeah. And
well, not only that, because right, because that carpet looked pretty thick, like it was, you know, maybe half an inch. So if you didn't get down to the bottom, as soon as that carpet was spread, you would see that, you know, whatever color was underneath.
I mean, if it's that thick, why don't you just mow it and start over?
Yeah. Well, like you said, it looked like new, thick quality carpet. So that was not inexpensive carpet that they were customizing.
And in fact, it cost them $60 to ruin a perfectly good carpet.
Well, you're going to have to get
that's
rid of
it.
That.
That's all it costs you to ruin.
No
it.
One wants to buy the house with that. Nope. Mm-hmm. Someone's paying for new carpet.
Can we take $60 off the asking price of this?
I'd probably lower my bid by 10 grand if I saw that room.
Yes. I could see if the carpet, like, okay, you spill your glass of red wine. So you're like, all right, I'm gonna get some green and some blue dye, and we're just gonna embellish.
I'd probably just get more red wine.
Just put an arrow right where it was.
Oh man.
Someone's like, how'd you get that technique there? Oh, that's not dye.
I am curious. I do wanna see if somebody's done that and have it be successful and look good. I highly doubt it. But I don't know. It's a weird thing to think about, but if somebody has done that, like dyed their carpet in a room in a house and it's not successful, really, that'd be really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. It would, yeah. I'd be interested to see more of those.
All right, so we're going to move on from carpet DIY dying. Carpets into DIY power tools.
Nice.
Okay. So
now we're talking.
Like homemade power tools?
Yes. Here we go. So this is a lawnmower with
connected to a hose.
With a hose attachment.
Yeah, lift it up with your hands.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, and scrubbers.
Oh, that's
scrubbers for blades.
Like a power scrubber.
Took out the blades of the mower and put two like broom.
A push broom.
Yeah, push broom.
It's a big push broom.
Yeah, it's actually pretty sweet.
I made like a little DIY power washer.
Yeah, I'm actually about that.
That thing is sweet.
You know, those little cheap electric mowers. If you find a good one, those things will last forever, man. I've got one.
I wonder how much
that
costs.
Like 10 years
to do.
Well, that's what I was gonna bring up. Just buying a power washer. Yeah. Well, and the time that it took.
Because the hose is zip tied all the way up to basically where the blades would be, and then you have the push head brooms instead of blades, which is pretty ingenious.
Mm-hmm.
But if I factor in the amount of time it took him to do that, the cost of materials for all that, and just the cost of a new power washer, even to rent a power washer.
Yeah. You know, the way I could see this working out though is like you get that mower upgrade. You got your new mower and you're like, I'm going to retire this guy. Let's give him a purpose. Cuz he did that looked actually pretty quality. Yeah.
And it looked like it was actually working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Well, what you could do is you could give that to your, you know, little daughter or son and have them mow behind you.
Yeah.
Be safe about it.
That's true. Get him
working at 6.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, get him in the
Like the little plastic drills that they have now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so sticking on the mower topic, here's another mower video.
My kids use real tools.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, he's having trouble with the electric mower.
Oh, he's going to throw it.
It's solved with an extension cord.
Oh, dear God. This guy's welding something.
Whoa.
This is going to be worth it. All the amount of work to weld.
Looks like a cage.
Yeah, he's got a
frame. Oh, wow.
Look at that. Put a generator on top of his mower. How heavy is that thing?
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, can you imagine pushing this thing? Uh-huh. It's like a 40-pound mower.
So the generator is twice the size of the mower, and he built a metal table to sit on top of the motor and then put the...
Well, yeah, no, he welded it.
Oh, yeah,
he put a lot of work into this.
He's pushing this thing hard, too. That thing is very top heavy.
Yeah. I wonder if he's putting rivets or divots into his dirt.
That's flawless.
I would buy a new motor.
Or why don't you just buy a gas mower?
All right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a gas power generator.
Buy 18 extension cords.
Oh.
Yeah, that was basically a gas conversion at that point, with the generator, because now he's got to fuel it up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's not going green anymore.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, just buy a gas mower. I wonder how proud he was of that.
Well, proud enough to make a TikTok about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
That was more of like a welding flex.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he didn't
welding
even
flex
get up
over
close
here.
On his...
Yeah. I've got a welder.
Ooh.
That's right, I'm bragging.
The expert has his welding flex.
That's right, I'll add that on to that.
Yeah, I got two.
Okay.
All right, we're up to an upcycle now, and she's got a chair. Let's see where we go.
Should we be doing dips in this?
Tricep.
Okay, regular kind of
office chair.
She doesn't know how to use a chair properly. The way she's like jumping all over it. Insulation? Foam insulation?
Don't know.
Lots of foam.
Yeah, that's like the foam insulation.
It's a big hole in the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she basically stripped all the fabric off.
Is this plaster of Paris?
I think it's plaster, yeah.
Oh my God.
What is happening to this chair?
So she put like foam insulation all over the chair, and then she's smearing plaster Paris on it.
She threw like a snowball of plaster.
And now she's painting it. This looks
like a nightmare.
This looks like a
Dr. Seuss character puked something up.
Oh my God.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's like a Dr. Seuss chair.
It is like a Dr.
It's
Seuss
chair. It's
like the asymmetrical Dr. Seuss chair.
It's like Tim Burton, you know, the mud man from Batman.
Oh yeah,
Clayface.
Yeah, Clayface. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Clayface got froze and it got stuck in a
chair
form.
In the shot where she had her cat sitting on it too, I would go to that house and be like, "Did your cat make that? Like, what is going on? This thing is pretty wild."
God, the amount of work and money to do that is so not. Oh my God, so terrible.
You know, be fair to this
maybe
young lady.
If she made a Dr. Seuss room, it might fit.
If that was my girlfriend, I'd break up with her.
I mean, she's,
I'd be like, you. How much time did it take you to make that, honey?
Matt's single, by the way. So. Yeah. Drop us a line.
I'm divorced for a reason.
Yeah. To be fair, we're the appliance educator. We're not the art critic podcast. No. So, you know, different
but
strokes.
I do know a lot about art, and that was not art.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Can we say the title of this on the podcast? Is that okay?
Bukkake?
All right.
He just did.
We did.
Houseplant Bukkake.
All right, here we go. Dusty.
Dusty. Mm, okay, milk? So he's, he has a milk
fresh
with a spray
milk
bottle.
And a sprayer? Is this real?
Oh, he's spraying his plant with milk in a spray bottle. And then why wipe it off that way?
Why? What?
Just like gently
to make it all shiny and pretty?
I don't know what the milk does.
It probably makes it shiny. Probably
actually,
some
so
sort
the
of layer.
The oils in the milk might pull everything off of the top of the plant. But I wonder if it would clog the pores of the leaf.
It probably depends on the plant. Because I will say, I do have a little gardening home pro tip. If you have fresh cut flowers and you want them to stay more brighter and colorful longer,
7-Up.
You actually add some 7-Up. Yeah, the sugar.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Different types of water, different things you put in your like fresh cut flowers. So if you want them, to last longer, there's a couple different things you can
Does
put in there.
The Advil work?
Because
when I was a kid, we would cut the tree down for Christmas, throw the Advil,
and
supposedly that works.
It stays fresher longer.
Yeah, the pine needles don't break as fast.
Yep.
All right, we're going to head
green
back
thumb
to
over
the...
here. How's a green thumb for X for this guy?
Oh, I'm liking, I like this thumbnail already. It looks like there's a, what is it, like a ball and chain hanging into a toilet?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Like a mini wrecking ball?
Modern problems require modern solutions, though.
Let's see what we've got here.
I don't know what that is.
It's a weight?
Is that the bobber from the back? Like in the...
It's a giant weight on...
very... Oh, I think it's supposed to... the splashing of dropping poops
on
the toilet.
Oh, the kiss of Poseidon. Oh, he built a hydraulic system to lift the seat up so he's going to poop 10 feet above the toilet.
So he doesn't splash himself.
You hope he doesn't get a kiss of Poseidon from that height.
I think the more distance increases the potential for splash.
Yeah.
Man.
Absolutely. There's actually...
if you go high enough, you're going
to
miss
it. This, I know a great trick to never get the kiss of Poseidon. Before you use the toilet and go number two, you just take a couple sheets and you lay it over the top of it.
Yes.
And if you... Yeah, it'll just basically catch it and there'll be no splash.
You should let this guy know.
Yeah, he put a lot of work and effort into that system.
I mean, it's a good hydraulic system.
Hold on. You see his slippers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Purple slippers with like white little doggy faces on them.
They're cute.
I wonder if where this guy lives...
Because
if he lives in Asia, like in China,
they have bidets. There's no bidet on here.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have that's a Western toilet, pretty much. He's using.
Well, maybe he's making it for Americans.
He could be an American. I know Americans
he's
that would buy.
He'd be like, silly Americans will buy this. I know it.
Look at he's like, they'll buy this dumb shit.
And you just hop off.
I don't.
At full height there.
Yeah, but how tall is that ceiling? Because if you have a bathroom like my bathroom with the ceilings at 5.5 feet, you're gonna smash your head into the ceiling.
He's referring to the crawl space.
Isn't that everybody's bathroom? That's where bathrooms at.
It's where the rats poop, right?
Yeah. I just poop with the rats. Saves water.
Is that an old golf?
I'm just kidding.
All right, so this is a car gate.
Like
I love.
Oh, that's
about
a Civic. They cut an old Civic in half.
And then made that the wheelbase for the gate to move.
That's actually pretty rad.
You know, that's kind of cool.
Look at that.
Oh, you go through the door.
That is clever.
Yeah, that's some quality craftsmanship.
Especially if his business, if this is for business and he does a car or something like that, I was like, that's actually really clever and cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Well, and you can get a Civic for like
we're looking
$500.
What, the whole left panel of a of a
little Civic.
Little Civic, yeah, like an 86 Civic or
how much would you say? 2 feet of the left side of this is now basically part of the iron gate at the front of this.
Yeah, like
that's the complete. I mean,
does that count as another welding flex for this guy?
Oh,
this is a welding flex, and the fact those panels are as intact as they are.
And his car door can open up to enter through, and the DH closed. And he just lock it with his button.
Do you have to lock it with a button? That would be sweet.
He did. Yeah, you see, he has the keypad.
The button opened the gate. I think.
Oh, that would be cool too.
He shut the door.
Hit the panic button, and it just opens it up.
Beep beep. That's impressive to keep the like the wiring on the fob receiver intact with that. Or probably replaced it.
But. That's a lot of work. I'm actually a big fan of that one. Probably the best one we've seen. That I'm actually liking that. I would do it for my house, but.
That and the throttle, I think, are...
Yes.
The throttle was cool. This one...
You put those together in the same house, you got a nice theme going on.
Oh, there
you go. What's the theme of your house? Ingenuity with cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vehicular.
You get one of those, restaurant booths that's, the back of, a Cadillac.
Yeah, a 57 Chevy.
Yep. Oh, real quick, speaking of vehicles, I got a good joke for the day. What color unlocks your vehicle?
What?
Red and blue.
Khaki.
Khaki.
Damn.
You from Boston?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That joke, it's really the people's reactions are the joke. When you see the pain in their eyes when they're trying to figure it out, then they figure it out, they're like, that's so stupid.
I just want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey guys, Drew from the Appliance Educator Podcast here, and I just wanted to take a minute out to talk about our amazing sponsor, Z-Line Kitchen and Bath. You've heard the guests and the hosts talk about this amazing brand and all the attainable luxury that they create right here in the heart of Lake Tahoe, USA. From freestanding ranges to ventilation, dishwasher, and microwave, to everything you'll need to complete your next bathroom project, Z-Line Kitchen and Bath is bringing luxury into your next project.
All right, so this is our final one for the day. This is a long one, so...
Okay.
We need to be patient, but we need to let the audience know how great it is.
Okay, it's about a 4 minute video.
There's a stack of pallets.
Yeah, he's starting out with some what look like a little 4x4 pallet. Okay.
So he's taking the pallets off. Those look like 2x4s, 2 feet by 4 feet
wide. Yeah, those are smaller, but yeah. Okay. So he's setting them up kind of in an octagon.
Oh, he's drill. Okay, yeah. So he's got plates on him. He's drilling. He's basically creating a structure. Imagine a giant brick fire pit.
Kind of like a pig pen. Pallets.
Okay, yeah.
A baby pig.
It does look like a pig pen.
There you go,
pig
pen, yeah.
Oh, he's making a pool?
Oh, he's putting tarp down. And he's secured the pallets. They stand the pallets up on end and secure them together with screws and brackets.
He's got a couple inch screw going on there.
Mm-hmm. And now he's stapling tarp to the inside of it, like a big old inflatable pool.
Yeah, he's making a pool.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Filling it up with the hose.
Filling it up.
Okay.
I think it looks pretty sturdy.
And he's putting more pallets down.
For a deck, maybe?
Oh. Diving board.
Man, this is why Austin is the expert.
Yeah, Austin can see what this guy's about to do and be like, yeah, that's what he's building.
Yeah.
Well, if you come to my house, you get a lot of this random stuff. My girlfriend, she has an old Ford Ranger, and we took the bed off, and we used it as a garden bed.
That's sweet. That's really cool. That's sweet.
Oh, his little stairs, too, for his kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest diving from that height into that pool.
Oh, neither, but I would do it. Given enough beers.
Just shallow dive.
You know, the
cannonball.
The construction on this is pretty solid, though. Yeah. The way this is put together, this is coming together.
Definitely not tall enough to jump into, but this looks really cool. He's got the property space for it, too. He's cutting another pallet in half.
I want to know where he got all these pristine pallets. These are not the regular beat-up pallets that you find.
These are good pallets.
Yeah, the wood on these is pretty substantial.
Uh-huh. These are expensive pallets. They're
thick. Yeah, look at the insides of them.
Oh, he's setting up a little bar?
When I first moved to my parents' house, I went to Walmart and took two pallets like that from their staging area in the back. I just drove up, got out,
sold the pallets, a lawn chair,
and then put it against the my wall as a shelves for beer and stuff. So I just basically screwed them to the wall of my apartment.
Oh, from the underside where all the boards are.
So I flipped it around to install it. So basically each one had three big ass shelves, and it was so heavy I just screwed them into the studs. And it was a rental property too, so I had fun patching those holes up. And moved out.
How'd that hold up?
After a while. That was great. Well. Yeah. That was really good, yeah. I lost my deposit. But they held up really good.
It's not like anyone ever gets their deposit back anyways.
Oh, after that, I made a point to always get my deposit back.
Yeah, I get my deposit back too.
Being handy, I just document all the work I've done. I was like, here, I'd fix this, fix that. So I'm getting my deposit back because it's in better shape than when I found
it. Exactly. That's the biggest thing is don't just don't wreck the place. If you take care of it, you'll get your deposit.
All right, so where are we at with it? Okay, he's got the umbrella up. Oh, it is a bar.
He's built a little bar.
Two-seater bar. Oh, table. I
mean, this video has convinced me that, like, if you find some quality pallets, those are, like, grown man Legos right here.
Oh, this guy is, like, together what he wants right. And he's actually painting them, too. He's making a legit bar, like, next to this pool that he's made. And he's putting
towel racks.
Dude, this guy's a pro. Pools. He's got the pool noodles.
Storage for the noodles.
This guy is a good dad.
I'm convinced this guy could build a whole home out of pallets.
Oh, and now he's putting
point.
Was that like straw?
Oh, like a little like a rattan
bamboo covering facade.
He's
got Tahiti in his backyard now.
If he scored these pallets on the cheap, this is a pretty awesome setup for the cost.
Look at that
look
cooler.
Look at this guy.
He's making
no
a cooler to
way.
Match.
That's awesome.
Putting little fabric around the cooler.
My girlfriend would never ever let me do this. She hates pallet furniture. I'm just like, I have
this
access to pallets.
This
why can't we do this?
Where do you have access to pallets at? That you can get for free.
Nowhere.
I think the finishing touch too is he's like, I'll put some textures on this. Look at that. He's got the whole neighborhood out there part.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty sick.
Right? Well, then if you ever get a hole, you just spent $20 on a tarp.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah, if you could score the pallets on the cheap, that's a pretty impressive setup.
I wonder if he sewed like tarps together to like fit in that. Because when he put the tarp in, it wasn't just like a tarp he just threw in there. It looked like it was already...
It looked like it was a made liner.
It was shaped for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if he bought one like that, or if he made it himself, either way, that's pretty sweet. That is dope.
That's pretty awesome.
This in the backyard, you got motorcycle, toilet, and half car gate. You got a good house.
You know what the riser for the poop riser?
Oh, it'd be the guest bathroom.
Oh, no. You have the poop riser that leads you to the throttle.
Yeah, you got
to
elevate up to the throttle.
Exactly.
It's just you up and over.
Yeah. Worth it.
Those are pretty legit.
It's fun to see people's ingenuity or when somebody thinks they're creative.
I mean, they all were creative. I'll give them that much.
Absolutely.
True. Creativity was in all of them.
I mean, the chick.
They all were
with
thinking
the Dr. Seuss
box.
Chair?
The bad Dr. Seuss chair. Yeah. Dr. Seuss.
By
evil
definition,
doppelganger.
You know what it makes me think of is in the movie Beetlejuice, the mother's sculptures that she was trying to sell. It has very much that aesthetic.
So. If a cat had eaten one of her statues and puked it up.
Yeah, if it came.
Yeah, because actually those statues were actually really cool.
They were.
Was a solid piece of art.
That was a little generous compliment.
It was. You know, I'm an optimist. I try to see the good in things.
She made garbage.
Like this podcast.
The chair was usable before.
It was, yeah. She ruined a perfectly good
office chair from the
90s.
It
was not upcycled. That was a downcycle. Yeah, like I said, if I came home and my girlfriend's like, look, I made this chair. I'm like, oh, how long did that take you to make and how much did it cost?
I just ruined your favorite chair.
I know. We're going to have a talk about this. Take your chair and your cat and go make furniture elsewhere.
Leave the cat.
Leave the cat.
I'm just kidding.
Do you guys have any DIYs? Did you ever get experimental and it went either horribly right or wonderfully wrong?
No, Austin's an expert. He would never.
No, I'm pretty sure I've made terrible stuff. Either that or I over-engineer stuff. That's usually how it is. Like instead of using like half-inch bolts or like three-quarter-inch bolts or whatnot. Nothing I've ever made broke because it's all completely over-engineered.
The first piece of furniture I ever made, I made a little bookcase. I had like I was probably 16, 17, and so I had these wooden boards. I'm gonna put them together. I think they're all different types of wood. I just found them in my garage, and I had like screws and shit and nails. So I used a combination of screws and nails, and basically had like the base, had the two sides, a middle shelf, and the top. And so I put it together, and it's basically all the pieces of wood were facing the base the same way except for the two sides. I put it together and started putting stuff on top of it, and they just folded sideways.
Oh, you had no support.
And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Because I was grabbing it, and it's falling apart as I'm like holding it. I'm like by myself, 16 in my garage, a project I'm trying to do just for fun. And it's ruined. It basically, as I'm holding it, the particle board starts pulling out of the screws and nails, and it just collapses and falls apart on the ground after like I'd spent a whole day making it.
The same thing. I bought like a big bookshelf from like one of the box stores and was like, here's all my books. It's like my furniture in my room at college, and I'm sitting there studying for my finals, and I was like, I put in those little like plastic nubs that just connect everything, but I didn't like tighten all the screws or everything, because I'm like, this is fine, this thing works. I've moved it in like two different places. I'm studying for finals, and I just hear it like snap, 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 fold, and it's like, well, I'm gonna work on this report until about midnight, and then I'm gonna spend the next 2 hours picking up all this crap off the floor.
Have you ever guys been in the prototype area at the Z-Line office?
There's a prototype area.
You know. The nice particle board roof.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's pretty legit. Yeah.
Yeah, that was all me.
Over engineered. That's good.
It's good, yeah.
It was engineered.
Dirty. I know, it stood on top of it. It's not going anywhere.
It stands solid, yeah. Yeah. That's the important part.
No, the biggest thing that I did, I built this really nice coffee table, and it was like 1x3 slats, and in between there was like 1/2-inch gaps, and I filled it with epoxy and glow-in-the-dark powder. And then I was making it for my ex-girlfriend at the time. It took me like 3 weeks to build. Really pretty. Came out really good. My daughter and my niece actually slept on it because they were small enough. So they just laid, because it was like 2 layers, one for your feet and then one for like books or whatever. Okay. So it was really well made. And then I gave it to my ex-girlfriend, and she left it outside. It was made out of soft wood, and it just wrecked it in like 2 weeks.
You said ex-girlfriend?
Like, yeah.
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 It was so rough. And it was like probably like $500 or $600 to build.
Oh, my God.
It was really nice wood. Oh, and man. I was just devastated after that.
That's unfortunate.
She was like, hey, your table sucks. It broke. And I was like, you left it outside.
Yeah.
I did over-engineer a garden bed. One, like, because I love building garden beds. But there's two actually over-engineered with the... I was trying to build these, basically like an A-frame over these garden beds that I could turn into cold frames in the winter. And I had basically created these doors to open up. And I spent a couple days like just trying to get the angles right, and then using my miter saw to cut everything perfectly so that the basically three pieces of wood could form a triangle on both ends. And then I could have a beam over the top with doors on each side. So I had basically 4 doors. And after spending several days and a lot of money on this, I like looked online, and there was like kit frames you could buy that were basically the same exact thing. They were cheaper than what I spent on the lumber to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I built a bed for my hops that I like beveled the tops of the wood for, because I built the 4 corners up, and I wanted to keep my dog out of it because I needed the hops to like grow at least 1.5 to 2 years before they started yielding, you know, so I can make hops and stuff. And spent a lot of time on that, over-engineered the hell out of that. It looks still looks great, but I was like, I could have just basically put 4 posts in the ground and put chicken wire around it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like had spent so much time on trying to make it look really good. And it looks okay. But looking back on it, sometimes just simple is better than trying to overdo something and spending too much time on it.
What happened to those A-frames?
They worked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just take them out? Because I've seen your garden.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So they were there for the winter, and I just put a clear tarp over them to grow, like do a cold frame. And they were just kind of so cumbersome, and I had reused like screens to like keep squirrels out and stuff for the doors in the summer. But eventually I just took them out, and with my dog, I never had squirrel problems, so I didn't really need them in the summer. So I just kind of took them all out and just kept the garden beds in the dirt.
A dog is good for something, huh?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I love Milo.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Has Milo been on the channel yet?
Yeah, when we did our vanity and sink install, there's a couple shots of him. He like whenever he's power tools, I have to like get him away because he'll just like if I'm using a saw, he'll just like sleep at my feet underneath my saw as I'm like using. I was like, you can't do that, bud. He just doesn't care. I think the way I've raised him, he doesn't like loud noise and stuff. Don't really shock him. There's only one thing he's afraid of in his entire life, and that's baby gates. Like, I could run a miter saw or my skill saw or a drill, and he'll just kind of like sleep next to me as I'm doing that. But if a baby gate starts to like fall down, he'll run out of the room and like not want to come back near it. So I can like lean baby gates up against a room, and he will not push it over. He'll just cry like, why am I stuck here? And he's like an 80-pound Akita Husky mix. And he can like topple that, he can jump over that gate without touching it, but he's like so terrified of baby gates because one fell over when he was a puppy. So ever since then. But we should get him on the podcast more. I need to get him a little apron.
We should, yeah, get him on
channel.
Maybe do like a little pet project, building like a doghouse or something. Yeah. Pet appliance project.
I like that. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
I could build him a raised up like dog bowl holder too, something like that.
Yeah,
get a big 48 range and just tear the whole thing apart.
Like that.
Oh, put a doggy pet in there.
Yeah, a little dog.
A Z-line dog bed.
You open the range door and he just like
hugs. Uh-huh.
He would too. Yeah. He used to love his kennel when I raised him up. I trained him because I don't want him to like think a kennel is a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I raised him so much that when I was like done kennel training him, he'd like want to spend the night in the kennel. He's like put himself in there to go to bed. It was very sweet.
Yeah, his little area.
Yep.
Yeah, when Pickle's in trouble, I yell, go to your room. And she runs right into her kennel.
That's cute. Those lays
in it. Dogs are the best. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's enough DIY for today.
Yeah. Next time you're thinking about that project, just ask yourself DIY or DIY not.
Yes.
Why not? You just commit to it.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it at the end.
If you guys listen to this, if you come across videos that make you ask why would you do this or why did this happen, feel free to send us a link.
yeah, if you want to hear the appliance educator take on some funky project you see out there online, send us a link. Let us know.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for joining the podcast again today. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Yeah. I'm sorry for my terrible jokes.
I want to come back again. This is nice. Gets me out of work for like 2 hours.
Austin, you'll definitely be back.
Yeah, maybe.
Mate, we'll see. We'll see what the audience says. Maybe I came up like a jerk.
No, you're great.
That's okay. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
This has been the Appliance Educator Podcast, brought to you by Z-Line Kitchen and Bath. Be sure to like, subscribe, and follow at Appliance Educator for more tips and tricks and advice to keep your home running at optimal performance. If you have any ideas or topics you'd like to hear on future episodes of the show, leave us a comment. Appliance Educator, signing off.